I knew I'm supposed to go to the doctor's office today to get the ADHD evaluation forms. But I don't think I'll be getting those today. I'll get those tomorrow morning because I like to do things early in the morning. When my day starts to wind down, I get lazy. So I don't want to do that today. I'll have to get that tomorrow. You know, because I'm still kind of on the fence about this whole thing. I need to see what kind of day he's had today to see if anything hit on him today after being disciplined yesterday. I don't really like spanking my kids. I do now. Don't get me wrong. I ain't got no problem doing it, but I just hate doing it. I absolutely have no problem doing that, but we'll save that for another episode. But I'm going to get these ADHD forms filled out and we'll just see how that goes. We'll see how it goes and see what the doctor says. Maybe he'll say David's just hyperactive. Maybe it's not, you know, more of an attention thing. Maybe he's just hyper. So maybe we'll just get a better outlook now he's older. So I'm just going to wait on what the doctor got to say and see if he says anything that can hopefully change my mind or ease my mind about this whole ADHD diagnosis. Maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right, and we're just not doing the right thing as far as medication, because I'm still on the fence about that medicine. But we'll just see how that goes. Oh, hi everyone. I was just talking. I didn't even press the record button. But my mother was moving in this nice little antique thing that I can put my TV on in the living room. It's real nice. Got the little cabinet, the doors to put the movies in. And I can fit my DVD player in the other part. Behind my mother, while she was bringing the stuff in, she had the screen door open so she could, you know, we could pull it in the house. And my son and my daughter were sitting on a swing. My daughter's 2, son's 7. Somehow, in the midst of that, he comes inside the house and his forehead's bleeding. It's like, oh, me mom bleeding. We didn't even catch it. Then my mom, you know, says, oh, yeah, April, he's bleeding and this, that, and the third. Then my son starts crying. I'm like, oh my God, stop crying. Like, you need to get over it. You're a boy. You know, boys get scrapes, cuts. Gotta get Band-Aids, stitches. They could just run through walls if they could. Especially mine. But long story short, you know, it ended up healing within a day, the blood clot, so it was fine. But also in the midst of that, you know, I remembered, like, this is like his third incident, because I remember the other two happened last year. Not back to back, but I can just remember because they were a little bit more serious. He had to get, you know, little stitches and staples and stuff. But he does have his appointment. I went ahead and made the appointment for April 4th. So he can get reevaluated, get a second opinion by the doctor. I think, you know, as much as I'm against him taking the medicine, that I really think that it might be what he needs, because he's coming to the point where, you know, getting in trouble in school every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I just found him a new daycare. Seems to be working out really well, but school is really my concern because I don't want him to get held back. Is second grade, so I really don't know what else to do. I have no other option, really. I mean, we tried counseling and things, but he, you know, the medicine, I think it'll help him focus as much as I do not. I really don't want him to take it, though. But he's struggling. It's bad. He's struggling. And my son's real bright, you know. He makes 95, 96, 97, straight A student. He just got to focus enough to finish his work. A lot of his work is very much correct. It's just incomplete. I mean, he's good with math and reading. He needs to work on his spelling. But he's good with reading and comprehending things and memorizing facts and using the computer. Son's very bright. The sweetest boy in the world. He just hotwired. I tell him he's Flash. But I was like, even Flash can't be Flash all the time. You know, sometimes, you know, Flash, he got to go to school too. Because Flash is, you know, a boy. The Flash that we saw in the Justice League. You know, we saw the Justice League movie. And I told him, I was like, you know, you remind me just like Flash. Flash is a good guy. He's super smart. and he's super fast. He can't seem to ever calm down, you know? But at the same time, he's not Flash all the time. He don't wear his costume all the time. He knows, you know, when to not be Flash. You know, sometimes you got to pay attention. And I'm pretty sure he has to pay attention in school. And he might have a hard time in school, too, because it's hard for him to focus. But, you know, I'm pretty sure he's learned, you know, how to focus in school. And I tell my son, it's not that hard. You can focus in school. You just got to, you know, try to calm yourself down or, you know, pray about it. Close your eyes. I try and help him that way. I haven't told him that, you need to take this medicine so you can calm down. You can't calm down without it. I don't think a parent should ever tell their child that. Because then they'll start thinking something's wrong with them. And, oh, mommy, I need my medicine. I'm crazy. You don't want your child to say anything like that. I would not recommend saying that to your child. Like, you know, because I'm pretty sure they're going to ask questions like, mommy, why am I taking this medicine? And my suggestion is, what I told my son, I said, well, you know, this medicine is for you. You know, I did tell him to help you calm down. And he's like, oh, is there something wrong with me? Am I crazy? I said, no, you're not crazy. You just got a lot of energy. Sometimes this will just help you, you know, calm down a little bit so you can, you know, do your schoolwork. There's nothing wrong with you. You're very smart. So that's how I did it. You know, that's how I told him, because my son, he's very inquisitive. He want to know. So I, you know, can't lie to him, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit there and tell my son something's wrong with him. You need to take this. I didn't say that whatsoever. I just, you know, reassured him this medicine is not because you're crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with you. I hope nobody ever told him that at school, because they don't want this problem at school with me, because I'm a mama bear. I go down there. Anyway. That's what I told my son. Just reassured him. Nothing wrong with you. Just helps you calm down. And so you can focus school. Do your schoolwork. Sweet boy. But we got the appointment. We're going to see how that goes too. So hopefully that goes well. Hello. At the doctor. This is my son. Say hello. Say hello. That's it. All right. Go turn that water off. Gonna just finish filling out this ADHD. It's called the Vanderbilt ADHD Diagnostic Parent Rating Scale. It has questions like, does not pay attention to details or makes careless mistakes. For example, homework, and you rate it 0 is never, and 3 very often. Has a lot of 3s. Leave seat when he's supposed to stay in his seat, talks too much, is on the go, or often acts as if driven by a motor, loses temper, starts physical fights. These are just some of the questions. And then we can figure out what's going on with David when the doctor comes in. All right, then we'll give an update on that as well. Hi everyone. I guess I decided to do another segment on children and ADHD. My son David, he's 7 years old. He will be going to second grade this year. He starts school next week on the 6th, August 6th. Be in second grade. We switched his medicine from what he was taking to it's a good little middle space. He takes a lower dosage. It's actually a 10 milligram Adderall. It's 10 milligram. And he seems to be at a happy medium with that. So I noticed that with that medicine as well, you know, they might get tired. But that at the same token, I think dehydration plays into a lot of that. So I tell him to drink a lot of water. I've made David aware about his medicine. And I told him, you know, look, babe, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just mommy gives you this medicine. Helps you get your thoughts together. It helps you focus. So you can concentrate and do your work. Because I know you're so smart.
That's how I talk to him. My son's a straight A student, brightest little kid in the world. So it's been going pretty well with the change of dosage of his medicine, taking the 10 milligram. The 15 is way, way, way too high. That we absolutely threw that away. And we're at a happy medium right now with his medicine. So we're just going to keep it like this. And I know he'll just have an awesome school year and hopefully get all his work done and progress. Because that's all I want is him to succeed and be happy and healthy. So we'll just see how it goes. And I guess I'll do another episode when the school year actually starts. Probably after the first week. Just to give an update on how everything's going with him. With his new dosage and new grade level. See how that goes. Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. My son, he's doing pretty well. We had this period of time, this breaking period of time where he didn't have his medicine because I just forgot to get the prescription filled on time. I need to start filling the prescription probably a week before he starts running out because I wait till he runs out and then he suffers in school and I got emails and he can't concentrate, won't do his work. He, you know, he struggles without it. So I was like, you need to put your big girl mommy belt on and remember to do that. So he got his medication refilled. He's back on it and everything's going all right. We got stuck on some homework last night. When I tell you that question was like, how many books did Miguel sell? He was selling book bags, shirts, and paper or something, or book purses. And I was like, well, he sold two or more books than book bags. How many books did he sell? Well, how many books does he have? You know, like, you know, dang, oh, shit, this second grade work. I told my son, I don't know. You're going to have to ask your teacher about that. Second grade. Don't judge me. Okay? Like, y'all try and figure that out. Maybe I just couldn't find my way. I don't like math word problems. I don't even like number problems or problems to begin with. But he figured it out. I'm going to ask his teacher about it or whatever. But he's doing very, very well. Very well in school now when he's on that medicine consistently, even on the weekends. Sometimes I might let him have a break Saturday, Sunday, but I think I'm going to stop doing that because I want it to consistently be in his system. So he, you know, but then again, too, he does get sleepy. He does take naps. He's on the 10 milligram of Adderall. So we're right in a comfortable medium. Because, you know, they go 5, 10, 15. So he's right there in the middle. 15 is way too much. Too strong for him. So he's at a happy medium. He's still his self. He likes going to school. He does have trouble. I noticed that when I take my son to the park, he has trouble making friends. Or he'll just want to play with me and Anaya, you know. But maybe he just has a little social anxiety or something. There's too many group of people. He doesn't know how to enter the group and say, hey, my name is so-and-so, you know. So, I don't know. I'm just going to try to talk to my son more about that and have him around boys more. Kids his age, boys or girls, but mainly boys because it's just house full of women. Just me and baby girl, you know. So walking, my back hurts. Other than that, I think I'm gonna take him out of daycare too, because I'm gonna start picking him up from school, helping him with his homework, so we can have me and him time. Because he'll always, if I'm up at night, if I can't sleep, or I'm sneaking in the refrigerator and he's up and baby girl asleep, he's like, oh, mommy, can I have something to drink? It's me and you time. It's me and you time. Can I watch you play your game? Because I just got an Xbox One, so he'll watch me play this little zombie game. He likes that when I play. I don't really know if I want to get him a video game. Unless it's like learning involved, like a school video game with reading or something that's interactive he can play. Because just video games, they don't get tied into it too much. That's all they want to do, sit in front of TV and play video games. I like my son to be active. I'm trying to find him a sport to get into. I just don't know which one. We tried T-ball when he was younger, so maybe we might try baseball again. I just asked him what he liked. He said he liked to watch basketball, so I don't know. But my son, he got the skinny chicken legs, like my dad. But I don't know. He just need to run. We both need to get more exercise. I think that has a lot to do with him having trouble sleeping at night. But lately, I haven't heard him complain about having trouble sleep. But I know he does, on occasion, have trouble falling asleep. I don't know if that's an effect of Adderall. I haven't read anything about that. I don't know if it's like, you know, they got you calm, and then when the medicine starts to gradually wear off, then it's like back to hype. I don't know. Like, I hope that's not a side effect. I'm just going to have to ask the doctor about that. He's also losing 3 teeth. I'm so proud of my baby. He already lost 1 tooth, and now he's losing 1 of his front teeth and 1 on the bottom. So that's going to be a cute little picture. But I'm not really too much. I'm still on the fence with Adderall. Even though my son takes it, I'm still on the fence about it at times, because it's like, oh, I feel bad. I have to put him on medicine. I mean, like, what do I do? Like, is this my fault or me as dad? Like, what we do, you know? I try not to take myself on that guilt trip. I really don't do that too often. But I see what it does for him. I see how it benefits him in school with his academics and everything. The only thing that I don't like is the fact that he just take naps. I know my son don't take no nap. He's 7 years old. I've never known him to take a nap. You know, he liked to sleep when he was little, but now that he's a little bit older, grown into a little young boy, young man, he don't take naps. So the medicine makes him drowsy. I have to make sure he drinks water, gets a little dehydrated. I think that plays a lot into his tiredness. So, but it's doing all right. I feel pretty good with him being on the medicine so far.